After allegations arose of Papa John's Pizza founder John Schnatter saying the N-word during a conference call, Purdue and Ball State Universities reached opposite conclusions on whether to return Schnatter's donations. Purdue returned theirs, and Ball State initially decided to keep his name on an office at the school, but reversed course Thursday. Before the reversal, WFYI's Carter Barrett sat down with the dean of IUPUI's School of Philanthropy, Amir Pasek, to discuss the changing ethics of accepting gifts from controversial personalities.
I think at the heart of this is the idea of returning a donor's money. Is that a new one?
I'm not sure it's a new one, but I think given the growing importance of the last quarter century of fundraising to universities of all kinds, I think just the frequency of issues and giving and issues around giving, that it is becoming much more prominent. Over the last several years, given the kind of heightened political and social sensitivities around a range of issues in the country currently, it's apparent. I don't think there's any systematic research that has measured it right now, but it is certainly seeming more apparent that these kind of controversies about whether we should accept or return or say no to gifts that have been announced, it's hard not to think that there is more of it going on right now.
And I also think you touched on a couple of the reasons why you think this is becoming more apparent, but do you want to elaborate?
I think there are a couple of reasons. One of them is kind of something that we see in the newspapers all the time these days. I think the Me Too movement, for example, has led to several return gifts because things have been unearthed about donors. A less visible aspect of people being wary about the origin of gifts, there was a period of time in some people was said about tainted money that taint ever enough was kind of the response, thinking that if you had procedures in place that would remove any control from the donor, it didn't matter what the donor did. As long as you had complete control over the money, then it seemed that you were somehow sanitized. But I think that is increasingly a minority opinion. People are pressing universities to worry about the reputation or even the possible future reputation of the kind of donors that they're engaging. And it seems that in both Purdue and Ball State's case, they have gone through kind of well-established, authorized ways of having those deliberations. It wasn't simply accepted by the dean of a certain school out there and the trustees didn't know about it. I think this has been gone through channels.
And I do think it's kind of interesting that both the universities had this process to decide whether or not the current circumstance was acceptable, but then reached two totally different answers.
No, I think that's very interesting, and in some ways, I think every day we witness a reality in our country in terms of what's going on, and large majorities of our population come to very different conclusions. So in some ways, if you will, there's a microcosm of very different kind of interpretations of one particular incident. So it's not surprising, but it is instructive, if you will.
What do you think is at the heart of this conversation?
I think people are increasingly seeing philanthropy in its broader terms, whether they're seeing it in moments of sober deliberation or when they're getting enraged by what they see as inequities and injustices around them, is that they're seeing that this act of giving is much broader than a transaction that conveys resources from one person or one entity to another, but that it's a reflection of who we are and who we aspire to be. When we accept as a collective, let's say at a university, a gift that names something at our institution, we are in some ways participating in creating a sense of who we are a part of and how we want this institution to be seen and how we want to be seen as part of this institution. So as philanthropy becomes even important, much more important financially for universities and other entities, it's also becoming much more intimate, strangely enough, and people are becoming much more personally involved in some ways.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I know you're a busy man.
Sure, my pleasure.
Thank you.